7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. You give us a call, talk with Tom, he'll get you set up, and we'll try and help you to have a great Christmas holiday. Whether it's a question about plants for the holiday, gifts for the holiday, or something that you've been wanting to talk to us about in the last few weeks, about your garden, your lawn, your fruit trees, animal problems, you give us a call right now and we'll try and help you out to the best of our means. Now, I know a lot of you had Christmas cactus, and the term is used loosely. It's now called a holiday cactus, because they have Christmas cactus that will start to bloom for Thanksgiving right up until Christmas itself, and then some that start at Christmas and will go even beyond. But the secret to get them to bloom a second and even a third time is in the room that you select to put that plant. Now, for a Christmas cactus to bloom, you need to provide the plant with short days and uninterrupted darkness, so that when it starts to get dark out, and right now it's dark by 4:30 at times, 5 o'clock at the latest, it has to stay dark for the rest of the evening hours. So if you put it in the room, and you're watching the news until 11 o'clock, and you have the lights on, the plant is going to think that it's getting long days, and it will not set all new buds. So what you do is you take that Christmas cactus, you put it in a bedroom that you may not be using, or an office where it's going to get plenty of light. It doesn't have to have full sun, but lots of light, and kept on the cool side. And that plant will change from vegetative to flowering. And you can do that 3 times during the year. Mother Nature does it by itself normally around Thanksgiving. When it's done blooming, you put it in a room like this where you're going to get uninterrupted darkness. And within a 2-month period, so that would be December and January, it will set all new buds. It won't be as heavy as what you had at Thanksgiving, but it will set all new buds. Bring it out, enjoy the flowers. When they go by, put it back in that room. And then in the late winter, early spring, it will bloom again. There won't be as many as there was the second time, but you will have flowers on them. And your Christmas cactus does need to be fed once the blooming cycle is over. A general purpose fertilizer, Miracle Grow, blooming and rooting by Fertilom is an excellent fertilizer, and it does help to make the flower buds develop a lot easier because of the amount of phosphorus that's in the fertilizer itself. Poinsettias should be fed on a monthly basis. Now, go easy on the water on poinsettia. And especially if they are in a plastic or a tin foil sleeve. Now, the best way is remove the plant from the sleeve or from the foil, put it in the sink, and water with warm water, not cold water, but warm water. Give it a chance to drain in the sink. Once the excess has come out, then put it back in your holiday sleeve or the colored foil, and that way it will look pretty on your tables for the holidays. But if you allow a plant to sit in water, the root system of the plant is going to be able to have a lack of oxygen. The root system will begin to turn brown, black, quickly fall apart. Lower leaves will turn yellow, fall, and even branches will fall from the plant. So, number one killer of poinsettias, too much water. You're better off a little bit dry than you are on the wet side. And remember, this is a tropical plant. It's a plant native to Mexico that grows in an arid climate. So a little bit in the dry side when you do water, water with warm water, and you don't have to get it on the foliage. Just give the soil a good soaking. Give it a chance to drain, and you will have the perfect plant. Now, one of the plants that I love as a holiday present, especially if you have grandparents and they don't get outside too much during the winter months. I know my grandfather, the one gift he always, always looked forward to was the amaryllis bulb. And there are two types of amaryllis bulbs available. One of them comes in a box. And in the box, there's a pot, some soil, and a small bulb, probably about the size of a tennis ball. And it will make one, maybe two stems, 2 to 3 flowers per stem. But you're paying for the decorative box, the soil, and everything else. If you check at your local nursery, the feed and grain stores, they sell a jumbo bulb. And that bulb will be the size of a softball. Cost you a couple dollars more than the box bulb, but it will produce 3, 4, and even 5 flower stems. It will produce 3 to 5 flowers per stem. Now, the reason that I'm telling you this is if you want to keep this bulb over and you want to grow it again next year, go with the jumbo bulb. It's a more mature bulb. It is a year older from the growing fields, so it's much more mature. And the likelihood of this jumbo amaryllis reblooming and even dividing and splitting, making new bulbs, is far greater than the ones in the boxes. Now, if your budget is limited and you want to buy an amaryllis in a box, that's great. But I want you to do yourself a favor so there's no surprises in the long run. Open up the box, because a lot of these amaryllis are in a heated building. The bulb gets warm. It stimulates growth, and you're going to be amazed on how many boxes you actually open that are growing or even in bloom in the box. And that's not what you want. You want a bulb that's dormant. So open up the box. If there's just a little bud beginning to form, great. Buy it, bring it home, pot it, give it as a gift. But if it's in bloom and it's all twisted in a box, leave it there. It will never straighten out. The flowering period is over, and because it's a small bulb, it's not something that is likely to come back the following year. Now, the way that you keep the amaryllis alive is you pot it up in a good potting soil, not top soil, not dirt from your garden, but buy a bag of potting soil, and Black Gold right now has got fantastic potting soil. So you pot it up, give it to the people, tell them as the flowers finish blooming, cut the stem as close to the bulb as possible. And as the flowers begin to go by, it will develop foliage. Once the foliage begins to develop, feed that amaryllis on a monthly basis until May. In May, repot it to a larger container, keep it in the sun, or plant it directly in your garden until September. Then you bring it in.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lisa from New Hampshire with a question about Montauk daisies.
Lisa, good morning. Merry Christmas to you and your family. How can we help you with your Montauk daisy?
Well, Merry Christmas to you. When is the best time to cut back the daisy?
I cut mine about maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. I cut them to about a foot. They were originally maybe 2, 2.5 feet tall, but I cut them to a foot just to kind of neaten up the garden. And then in late March, early April, I'm going to cut it back again to about 6 inches, because you're going to get some dieback on it anyways. And the end result by cutting it back in late March, early April, again, it's going to depend on what the weather's like, it will force the plant to more than double in size. It produces a lot of side shoots. And then in early June, Lisa, the plant will be almost a foot tall, and maybe even a little bit more. I will cut the plant by a third. And by cutting it by a third, I take all of the tips that I've removed, and I root them, and I start new plants. And with the Montauk daisy, you don't even need any rooting powder. So we'll be 12 to 18 inches. I'll take 6 inches off. I'll clean off a couple of inches of the lower foliage on that cutting, and then just stick them into pots with some good potting soil. And I'll take a 6-inch pot, for example, and put 3, maybe 4 cuttings. A 4-inch pot, I'll put 2 cuttings, and then just give them plenty of sun, water, feed them, and within a 2-week period, they have all rooted. Now I've got plants that I can give to friends, family members, and put into other gardens. And the Montauk daisy is a great plant because it's the last of the perennial plants to bloom in your garden for the year. And they're very, very hardy. You can plant them if you live near a lake, if you live near the ocean. They'll take the wind, the salt spray, and they'll do really, really well. But I cut them back because if I don't, they just look really kind of messy, and it just makes the garden look nice and neat. I can clean, get rid of the old foliage around it, giving me a much needed garden. Much needed garden. And then after
I cut them back today.
Oh sure, you could cut them back today, no problem at all.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean it's still time to clean the garden if you haven't finished putting the garden to bed for the winter. Today's a nice day. You get your shopping done. Get out there and remove all of the dead foliage from your perennials. Get the gardens raked and clean. If you see moss, you can add lime or the magic cal to help to neutralize the acidity and to get rid of the moss. If you have a wood stove, every time you clean that wood stove, let that ash cool and spread it in your garden. Spread it on your lawn. A 5-gallon bucket of wood ash. And it doesn't matter if it's wood ash from pellets or from actual pieces of wood that you bought. A 5-gallon bucket filled with this ash is equivalent to a 50-pound bag of lime. And it will cover 1,000 square feet of lawn or 500 square feet of garden. Now, the difference is this. If you buy a bag of the old-fashioned powdered lime and you apply it to the garden, it's going to take 6 months to work to change the acidity. If you add wood ash, it's going to change it in a matter of 3 to 4 weeks. So you apply it during the winter. When spring arrives, your soil is less acidic, which means fewer weeds, less crabgrass, and better use of the fertilizer that you apply to your lawn or garden. So save that wood ash.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 855-660-4261 is the phone number to call if we can help you with your garden. And for those of you that receive the newsletter that comes out every Thursday, a couple weeks ago I did a list of about 20 to 25 gardening books that I know as a gardener you would enjoy. Vegetables, herbs, lawn and garden, perennials, annuals, shrubs and trees. So if you don't receive the newsletter, you can go to paulparent.com, and right on the front page, it will say newsletter. You can sign up for it. It's free every single Thursday. And you can go to the archive and look up last week's newsletter, and you'll see the list of gardening books. And there are some wonderful books on shade garden, wet gardens, dry gardens, dry gardening. I also talked about a book if you like to make a garden feng shui. and a lot more. So take a look at that newsletter. It may give you some ideas for a good gardening book for a friend or family member to read during the winter months and to prepare and get their ideas together to have a better looking garden. But there's some great books out there, one on growing berries and fruits, and my favorite orchard book on how to take care of all different types of fruit trees, edible flowers for the garden, and a lot more. But go to paulparent.com. This week I did 10 good hanging baskets for windows for the winter. And just think about it. You know, during the winter you need, you're in the home, and there's some beautiful hanging baskets that will give you some color and interesting foliage. But the week before that were some great gardening books that are available at a bookstore near you that will help that person to become a better gardener. Now, the other thing I want you to do, if any of you have stored bulbs for the winter, whether it's a glad, a dahlia, a begonia, check them out today. Take 5 minutes, go down in your basement, and just move them around to make sure they're not touching. Anything that feels soft and mushy, get it out, because it will continue to rot and it could spread, and the fungus that creating the rot could destroy everything else that you have stored in your basement. Now, the best place is on the floor, in on the cold end of your basement. A little bit of peat moss, sawdust, some type of an organic matter that's dry between them, and then cover with some newspaper, not plastic. If you cover with plastic, as the bulb releases moisture, it will build up on the plastic. Plastic will sweat. It will get wet. And then the material that you've used to cover the bulbs will get wet and rot the bulb. So check them often. Every 2 or 3 weeks, just go down there, move them around a little bit, but keep them on the floor so you get the cold from the ground on the bulb, not on a tool chest. The only bulbs that I hang are glads, and I use either an onion bag, like a mesh bag. You can use a pair of old pantyhose, and on your glads, when you've pulled them out of the ground, there are two bulbs, one on top and one on the bottom, and the bulb on the bottom is last year's bulb. You pull that off, throw it away, cut off the foliage, and keep the bulb on the top. That's the new bulb. And that's the bulb that will give you the flowers for next season. Remove as much of the foliage and the stem as possible. And what I do, just to be on the safe side, is I dust all my bulbs when I'm done cleaning them, and just before I put them in storage, if I have a tomato, vegetable, garden dust, or rose and flower dust, you don't need anything special, I dust the bulb with that powder because it contains an insecticide and fungicide combined together that will keep the insects and possible disease problems from destroying the bulb while it's in storage during the winter months. And that makes a big difference. The other thing is, if you have planted some new fruit trees and you have open areas, and in the past you have seen deer or rabbit in your area, then I would buy hardware cloth. And you can buy that by the yard at any hardware store. And it's a wire with a 1-inch square hole. And what you do is you measure from the ground up to the first branch, maybe 4 feet. And what you do is, depending on how many trees, you need a foot of this wire mesh to protect that plant from the animals eating the bark. So you buy a foot, maybe a yard, and then you can cut it into 3 pieces. You create a collar that you push into the ground a little bit, maybe an inch and a half, and then with either wire or twist-ems, wrap that wire around the plant, and that will prevent the animals from chewing on the bark of the plant. If the bark is eaten, then that fruit tree will die during the winter months. So it's very important, especially for new trees, that the bark itself is sweet, it's tasty, the animals love it, and they will be eaten. Now, if you have a lot of deer, you have a company called Shakeaway, and Shakeaway has little packets. They look like tea bags. And you would tie these tea bags to the plant, and it will give out a scent, an aroma that will prevent the animals from chewing on the plant. Because when the snow gets deep and they get hungry, the deer are going to come in and they're going to start to eat the buds. And those are the flower buds and the leaf buds on the tip of every single branch. And that means no flowers and possibly no foliage on that plant. So get them protected. It will be worth your investment. As the trees mature, then less protection will be needed. But newly planted trees should have hardware cloth to keep rabbits, porcupine, skunks from eating the bark, creating a girdle, and the tree will die. So if you've invested $30, $40, $50 in a nice apple, a pear, a plum, or a cherry, and during the winter it's not protected, and the animals eat the bark off, that plant will survive that year but slowly die. Now, the other thing that you can use, if you don't want to wrap a wire, all of your garden centers sell what's called tree wrap. And it's a brown paper, heavy-duty cardboard-type paper. And on the inside of the paper is tar, a thin layer of asphalt. And you would wrap it around the trunk of the tree from the ground all the way up to the first branch. And that will do the same thing. It will keep them from eating the bark off of that plant. Now, this tree wrap, I like it for newly planted flowering plants. Your flowering crab, flowering pear, and flowering cherry, all three of those plants, if they're newly planted this year, the bark is thin, and when the sun hits the bark, it will warm up the plant during the day, and at night, as the temperatures fall, the temperature of the tree will also fall, so that you're getting freezing and thawing. And on a thin bark plant, again, a crab, a cherry, especially a cherry, a flowering cherry, even a fruiting cherry, flowering pear, they will crack. Now, I have a purple leaf plum. It's black. The trunk is black. and one of the three that I planted a couple of years ago cracked because I didn't wrap it. It has recovered. It's taken time. But when you compare the ones that did not crack to the ones that did, there's probably a 25% increase in the size of that plant. So you've got a much healthier looking tree. So do that. The other thing is, if you have a plant that's over 6 foot tall, it's in an open area, you get a lot of wind, you get a lot of sun, and with the wind of the last couple of days, you probably notice them moving around. Staking them really helps a lot. If you can anchor that plant to the ground, you can buy a staking kit for $10 or less. Comes with wire, stake, three pieces of hose, and you anchor that plant to the ground. Every action above the ground, there's normally a reaction below the ground. So if it's newly planted and the wind starts to blow and the top is moving back and forth, the root ball is now moving. And some of the newly formed roots, because of the movement, are going to snap off, setting back the plant. So get them staked. That holds them together. The wind doesn't create any problems, and your trees will be a lot better off. A staking kit is normally left on the plant for a year. So you apply it now on the plant. Leave it there until next spring, and that way you'll have happy, healthy, and more productive plants in your yard and garden. And again, that phone number, 855-660-4261.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Reader's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking?
That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.daffgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.daffgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent God Club. 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary from Maine with a question about, I can't remember what it is.
Mary, good morning, and Merry Christmas to you and your family. How can we help you out today? Hi, Mary.
This season, this growing season, we had an infestation of the Asiatic garden beetle that really wiped a lot of our plants out. And I was wondering what I can do this spring or this winter even to help get them out of the garden.
Okay. Well, at this time of the year, there's nothing that you can do because what has happened is as the temperatures got cold, the Asiatic lily beetle laid eggs, and the adults all died. So the eggs are in place for next year. And when your plants begin to poke through the ground, the early eggs will hatch, and it will produce that little red beetle.
Actually, the pest that we have, I've looked up online, and it's a nocturnal beetle that comes from the soil in the night and eats tender leaves on, like, basil was a favorite this year. and it seems to come out of the soil and out of the lawn even, and ate all our peppers. A lot of things got wiped out. Are you familiar with that pest?
Yeah, there's so many new insects coming out. It's absolutely incredible. And I had a man on the radio named Ken Kukurowski. He is from the Bayer Science Corporation. And they're really, really worried with all of our trade because a lot of the insects that we're getting, we've never had before.
Yeah.
And they're coming in on packing material that furniture was wrapped in. They're coming in on pallets that have not been heated and dried. So the lumber contains eggs of these insects. And right now they're looking into a lot of second world countries that are going to start shipping into this country in the next 2 to 3 years. And the government is starting to set rules and regulations to try and eliminate their insects hijacking a ride on a boat and ending up in this country. And then we have no natural predators because it's an insect that doesn't live here. But there are products that you can put in the ground, and Bonide is the leading company right now for producing insecticides that you can put in the garden. Now, they have a product that came out 2 years ago, and about 5 years ago, we used in our garden something called diaznon. Diaznon was removed because it stayed in the ground too long, and they felt that it would build up in the soil and create a problem. And nothing was ever found to take care of it. Well, Bonide came out 2 years ago with a product called Garden 8, E-I-G-H-T.
Yeah.
And you put it in the ground at the time of planting. And it's a wonderful, safe product. It will take care of wire worms in potatoes, in carrots, in turnips, in beets. And for the last 5 years, we have not had the ability to stop the wireworms. It will also take care of the root maggot that will attack broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale at the time of planting. So in the spring, what you want to do is you want to rototill your garden.
Yeah.
And you get this new Garden 8 granules. And it will say for use in vegetable gardens. And you can use it in a flower garden. Scratch it into the soil. Water in. And it will take care of that beetle that's dormant in the soil right now.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy. And we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.